WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. I've often wondered, when we work so hard to get thousands to attend our events, whether they're on the riverfront or not, we care where people park. Can't we just let them park most anywhere, just for the day? That makes me ask, shouldn't we ease up on parking requirements? Not build more parking lots for special occasions, for example. Today, there are cities that are cutting back on minimum parking requirements. Minneapolis is one, and it is even considering state legislation with the People Over Parking Act. The author states, "Mandates force people to build more parking than they need, and they are burdensome for renters. The cost of more spaces than needed gets passed on to the renters, whether they're in an office building or a housing complex." By highlighting the practice of enforcing parking minimums, a policy dating back to the 1950s, and requiring excessive parking spaces, cities have inadvertently promoted sprawling developments, increased housing costs, and created environments that prioritize cars over people. So what are the tangible benefits of removing such mandates? In Minneapolis, where they eliminated the mandates, they've seen a decrease in vehicle miles traveled even as the population has continued to grow. It began in 2015 with a requirement of a minimum number of parking spots at transit stations. At that time, Chris Meyer, who sits on the Minneapolis Planning Commission, gave each member of the Minneapolis City Council a copy of the book, The High Cost of Free Parking. The tactic worked, and it led the city to scrapping the mandate. Today, more than 50 cities nationwide are reimagining landscapes where people are the priority. It is becoming a national movement. Having a debate about minimum parking mandates fosters insights into successful strategies and policies for advocating parking reform in our cities, because it reduces the heat island effect, is more equitable for renters, and addresses stormwater runoff and climate change as well. Let's start the conversation.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK, sponsored by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.